to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Fortunate are we to have been having sweet movies, good, bad, and ugly movies all through the year of 2023, but still, we will still keep watching all these movies and bringing you your cinematic world of movies and entertainment. My name is Focus, the Batman.
And I'm the man with no name, but you can call me MC Bluetooth.
Welcome to the movie show. This is how we do every Sunday. We bring you movies that drop this week, movies that drop last week. We have some cinematic movie news to go. We got box office. And right now, we'll be asking you your top three best movies for 2023. It could be more, but three would just be the good number. So let's start off with movies and TV that's happened this week. Still enjoying some cinematic space based on Nollywood. I mean, last week, Nollywood had enjoyed its space and is still enjoying this space right now because we have A Breath of Life that dropped on Amazon Prime, Prime Video.
The crazy thing is, I've been seeing a lot of people saying, Breath of Life made me cry. Breath of Life made me cry. What happened? Why are you crying? Tell us. Well, if you have seen Breath of Life, you can share your experience. Don't forget, on the show, we are not just talking about the gist and the news that is happening on in the TV world or movie world, but we are also seeking for your experience and for you to share those moments with us. So yeah, have you seen Breath of Life?
I have seen Breath of Life, and I would say even though it had its moment in terms of cinematography, score, and some other things, the movie really didn't do anything for me. And to think Alex, my friend, said she heard one or two people talk about it, that it is the best movie for
That's what I'm saying now. Like, if you check X, that's
by
Twitter,
a long mile, it is not. I'm going to tell you. I mean, Chimeze Imo, brilliant actor. You must commend him for his performance in the movie. But I think he was done a disservice for the kind of story and how he was directed in that movie. The same thing with Wally Ojo. And to talk about, I'm not going to talk too much about Breath of Life. I think they try, but it's just there. It's just there.
Okay, it's just there. Don't forget that last week we also asked you to go and watch this other Play Network Blood Vessel. I don't know. Have you seen it? You can share your thoughts with us. Don't forget, you can check us on X at Popcorn and Reels. And of course, you can drop your comments under what we posted asking you for your top movies for the year 2023.
Around this time last year, Funke Akindele brought us a Battle on Booker Street, which flowed into the Christmas season. And now she has done another one called A Tribe Called Judah. It dropped in cinemas this Friday. And if you have seen A Tribe Called Judah that featured some fantastic Nollywood actors in it, you can tell us your take right here. And still talking Nollywood movies, Mercy Aigbe has a movie also that dropped the same time as A Tribe Called Judah. It's called Ada
Omo Daddy.
So those movies dropped this week in cinema. So go check them out and let us know your take on it.
I'm sure while you are listening to us right now, you are saying, are we sending you on a message? Yes, we are. Because it's somebody that sent us a message here saying that, you guys on this show, you only talk about your own experiences, allow people talk about theirs, and you don't talk a lot about Nigerian movies. But over the couple of weeks now, we've had a lot of Nigerian films and series come out. So we've been asking, what are your take? What's your experience? But nobody don't ever share anyone. And it depends me, because not be quick to point us finger. It's painful.
Okay, Wonka dropped this week as well. Timothée Chalamet takes on the iconic character of Willy Wonka in this new adaptation of Wonka. And, well, it dropped in cinemas. And is it in Nigerian cinemas?
You see that question? I've been avoiding it because it has been a long time since I entered Nigerian cinema.
Talking about long time right now, 23 years after the original was made, Chicken Run, we have Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nuggets. I watched it this weekend. And, yes,
It's actually on my watch list for this week.
It sweet me. It had some of the voice cast from the original comeback, even though it had the Rooster.
Husband.
The Rooster, exactly. Voiced by Mel Gibson in the original. This time was voiced by Zachary Levi. And
his wife.
Yes, Ginger was voiced by Thandi Newton this time, because they said the original voice actor voice was too old. And a lot of people started dragging the filmmakers, calling them ageist. But anyway, good movie for
the family. It's a family-based movie.
It has that family, has heart. It has the British comedy that you're going to enjoy, and it talks about love, respect, and freedom. So Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nuggets dropped on Netflix this week.
Okay, another one you should check out is called The Family Plan.
The Family Plan. I watched that too this weekend with just going without expectation. Is Mark Wahlberg doing his thing with Mitchell Morgana? Is about a spy, a government spy who has been living 20 years, build a family, and now his past is catching up to him and he has to hide and reveal to his family that I'm an assassin, even though his family has been looking at him like, oh man, now this weak man, now you be.
Hey, problem. Okay, so now with that premise, or will I say that synopsis, I am going to check it out.
You will find entertainment in it, no doubt.
You know what I've been saying, I'll check it out, yeah? You know I told you that my new resolution in the past 6 months was that I wouldn't be seeing any trailers. And that's the reason why I've not seen a lot of movies recently.
Also, another movie that dropped that I see, if you're like me and you watch the trailer for American Fiction, oh my god, it's something I want to watch. It has Issa Rae and Jeffrey Wright in it. It's about this author who writes this particular kind of books, but people are not feeling it, and then they tell him, you need to write like a black man, like write it. So he now started writing, yo, what to do, you know, and all that stuff, and then it blew up. So American Fiction is the name. It dropped in cinemas, and it's something I'm eager to see when it does come to cinemas in Nigeria, or when it drops on HD. So, and finally, we have Finest Kind is Tommy Lee Jones and with Jenna Ortega and Taylor Sheridan in that movie. So those are the things that dropped this week. Oh, also, the first three episodes of season 2 for Richer dropped this week also.
Yes. But don't forget, you can be a part of the show. All you need to do is to hit us up on WhatsApp. Just as Josh all the way from Kubwa is saying, good evening, guys, and welcome. Don't forget, share your hot takes on the movies that you've watched this week. The ones you've seen from our news or from the lineup of movies that just popped to your screens or to your streaming platforms, let us know your take. If you've also been to the cinemas recently, let us know if you've seen any of the recent releases. Don't forget, we are jumping straight now into movie news and gist. And when we are jumping like that, also jump straight into our social media, that is on Twitter, and share your experiences. Now we are asking you for your top movies for the year 2023. You can share three, you can share more on social media, but on air here we'll just be taking three. But on Twitter, which is on X, you can follow us at Popcorn and Reels and share your experience. You can decide to break it down into Nollywood, Hollywood, Bollywood, or even the Korean cinema. Let's know what you are watching. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so let's go straight into movies that dropped last week and TV show alike. Okay, we did tell you about Blood Vessel. If you've seen it, I mean, you should have seen it. Come and tell us your take on it. And I'm going to also give my own take on the movie. So, Blood Vessel dropped last week. It's from Play Network. It was directed by Mozik Inwang. And then we have No Way Through that dropped on Prime Video. And that's a Nollywood movie also that starred Funke Akindele, Chidi Mokeme in it. And then we have Osato, The Rock first cinema movie, and then we had The Boy and the Heron, that's an anime that dropped last week, and we have Mark Ruffalo, Emma Stone in this movie called Poor Things, and we have Leave the World Behind. I'm still yet to see that movie, even though it starred Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali, and even, was that his name again, Ethan Hawke. Yes, Ethan Hawke
was there, yeah.
Yes, and then we have Merry Little Batman. Those are the movies that dropped last week. And this message here quickly is saying, guys, is the Invincible season 2 completed so I can start?
No, it's not.
It's going to continue. They just had a mid-season break.
They paused for Christmas.
They had a mid-season break and they're going to continue next year, so keep a lookout for that.
Don't forget, it's your favorite duo. I'm waiting for the trio. It's Focus the Batman, Bluetooth, and we'll be right back to take this short break.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Okay, jumping straight into movie news right now, we have a new One Piece anime. The One Piece is in the works at Netflix on, is it WIT Studio or WIT Studio?
It's WIT Studio.
Now, you will know that one, so I left that open for you too. So, are you excited about it? An anime, another anime on One Piece?
Yeah, it's like a remake. They are doing like a remake of it. But so far, so good. People are saying that what they've seen so far from like the storyboarding, it actually looks good. So, yeah, we don't know. But still, Egghead Island is the next arc we are entering after the arc which we just finished, which is the one that had Odin. So Egged Island is another 1 year arc that will be starting off from next year.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, the trailer for the fourth Kung Fu Panda movie dropped. Right now, we are hearing that this new Kung Fu Panda, in short, this Kung Fu Panda 4 might launch a new trilogy.
So yeah, you see, this I have a problem with this Kung Fu Panda already before it even comes out.
Why?
They said it's the staff of wisdom that they are hunting for from Po's hand. I don't see where you'll be putting wisdom and Po in the same sentence. Like, it's shocking.
I mean, he became the Dragon Warrior.
That so doesn't mean it had sense.
It takes sense for you to become the Dragon Warrior, even though in just the Mumu is...
It's the fun. We all had fun with him. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys, I'm late. I'm always late. I take time to arrive. I take time to come. But I'm here now, guys. Yeah. He deserves to be the dragon. Are we talking about Po here?
So this time he's going against a villain called the Chameleon, voiced by Viola Davis. And the Chameleon right now is taking the form and shape of every villain that Po has ever fought.
Starting with the Peacock.
Yes, starting with the Peacock, and of course Tai Lung is coming back.
And Tai Lung.
Tai Lung is the tiger now. I'll be the leopard. Yeah.
So yeah, guys, I'm so sorry.
Okay, and on to next news. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is this new one right now, is set to start a new trilogy set 300 years after Caesar's death. That this even new protagonist is not going to even know who Caesar, who was labeled the Ape Jesus.
Yeah, so
because
Caesar...
He wanted to save the lives of all the apes and take them to another land where they don't have to deal with any human being. So taking them, you know, to the promised land like Moses and being the savior of the apes.
So who was in the dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Wasn't it Caesar that was the bad guy? He was the guy with the scar now, with his injuries.
Koba.
That was Koba. Okay.
Koba. That's the second one.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, Dawn was the second one. Rise was the first. Dawn was the second. And War
was the third.
So now this one is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Anyway, Josh shot away from Koba. Says, Kinatu the sidekick is always late. No hero will ever employ him. The villain will kill them before he comes to the rescue. You see, you're already losing the job right now. They wanted to make you a hero, but you came late.
Others are more cinematic movie Jizz. Charlie Hunnam says he was once offered the role of Green Arrow, but he declined. And so far over the years, after, you know, the DCEU having their buzzbows back and forth, where everybody was like, we already had Stephen Amell playing Green Arrow on the Arrow, CW Arrow show, but if we wanted to have a movie, who should be cast as Green Arrow? And a lot of fans were saying, Charlie Hunnam, he has the goatee, he has the body, and I mean, he can basically just be a Green Arrow. But he said, but Charlie Hunnam come out to say, Mommy, I don't want to do this to one and they talk. Leave this Green Arrow thing. I don't want to be tied.
Let me not lie, the only time I enjoy watching Green Arrow on screen is in the animations. All the other characters that have played it, apart from the guy that played it in Smallville.
Stephen Amell played a very good Green Arrow, even though most of the time they were just borrowing Batman's villain for him to fight.
Yeah, but most of Batman villains are also Green Arrow's villains.
Not lie. Batman has already... You don't tell me Ra's al Ghul is a Green Arrow villain.
He's a side Green Arrow villain.
Most of what they were borrowing, it was Batman. Batman and Spider-Man are the two characters in comic book history that has the best rogue gallery ever. Because if you line up the villains for Spider-Man, line up the villains for Batman...
How many
villains Superman get for Lex Luthor, Brainiac, Darkseid?
Parasite.
And it's just... But, I mean... Villains that are fleshed out, that are interesting to watch in their telling. Let's start with Batman. So if you want to mention the Joker,
you offended it now because Clayface.
Wow. You want to
it's okay, it's yeah, okay. Like, honorable, off your mic. Well, going to people who have put on their own mics with their keypad. You say it's good evening, guys. Merry little Batman and the Marvels last week. I like the movies. They were okay, especially the Marvels. A 60G from Tasha. Well. That's your opinion, Shao. He said he liked Merry Little Batman and the Marvels, which happened to be one of my worst movies for this year. But anyway, Shao, good evening, guys. Leave the World Behind is actually a nice movie to watch, but I believe it's going to have a sequel because of the way it ended. Quick one, guys. What's up with the series, Boat Story? Just one episode since 3 weeks. Tony, all the way from Lugbe.
I'm not following that.
I have no idea what the Boat Story is all about. My brother, enjoy and
discuss. Josh is saying, what if he's showing December 22nd this month and it's set, man? Well, to even make it interesting, but they are dropping one episode every day. So for 9 days straight, we're going to be having an episode of What If. And now to even add more sweet jara to, you know, the Marvel slate, Echo, which is going to be a cross between Daredevil, Kingpin, and the character Echo that appeared in the Hawkeye series, all six episodes are going to drop on the same day. For the first time, Marvel is dropping all
and
the
that's going to be on Hulu.
Like, take it.
That's going to be on Hulu, yeah?
No, Disney Plus.
I thought it was Hulu.
So that's another sweet thing to look forward to. Now, one of the series I enjoyed very well when it dropped back in 2019, but I've not had time to see the second season because, you know, life did not cause back and front, is Good Omens. And Good Omens right now has been renewed for a third and final season. So sad.
Well, I've not even started Good Omens yet. I mean, something that I've actually put on board.
Season one was brilliant.
I would watch.
I'm yet to see season two, but now that they are saying it's going to end after the third season, well, you don't try.
Yes, it should end. I'm tired of it too.
Oh, but Good Omens.
Yes, season two ended somehow. They started bringing in plenty LGBTQ, plenty things. And if it's now annoying to someone like me, you should now know that it was just,
well,
I mean,
I've always been an anti-woke person. Like, just leave all this woke
agenda.
No,
it's not even woke. Everything went well. And then the ending from nowhere, you were, that's the angel where we know. It was too blasphemous, I think so. Yeah.
If you're talking about blasphemy, just leave it for Supernatural.
Because
just wash your hand there. When you see Supernatural, just like, and run. Blasphemy Pro Max.
Okay, a third installment to the Spider-Man video game, Spider-Man 3, is in the works at Insomniac. Now, the game was nominated for Best Game of the Year, but sadly, it didn't win, and that went to Baldur's Gate 3. But, well, I enjoyed Spider-Man when I played it. I enjoyed the second one, which was Spider-Man Miles Morales. I'm here to see Spider-Man 2 right now, which has Kraven, Venom, and some other villains that, since I've not played it, I don't know, but it is said to have some mad villains in it. Okay, so next on our movie gist, George Clooney says that they might make a new Ocean's movie. Remember, there was Ocean 11, Ocean 12, Ocean 13,
and they now spoiled it with that female Ocean.
No, that was beautiful.
That Ocean's 8.
It was the worst lineup.
It was not the cast.
It was great.
The
cast
inside
was great, but the story was.
With Rihanna inside, you know, the cast was fantastic. I mean,
what is happening today? Yeah.
Wait, you say with Rihanna inside, but when Rihanna was in this other movie, you were shouting now.
Battlefield.
The ship,
yes.
Yeah. That rubbish movie.
No, you cannot say that movie was rubbish.
It was rubbish. Rihanna said it was like two scenes inside.
Yes,
no,
just the
show.
Ending.
What
did she do?
She killed YNA.
When she do what starts, then they go, I beg, she don't do much. But Ocean's 8 was beautiful. We can't. I'm serious.
With Sandra Bullock and this. It was okay. But anyway, Ocean's 11, Ocean 12, Ocean 13, which I had Danny Ocean, played by George Clooney. There was Brad Pitt. It was a star-studded franchise. But did you know that it was actually a remake of a 60s Ocean's 11 movie?
Which of the Oceans?
Which Ocean 11 is actually a remake
of a previous Oceans?
Yes.
Wow.
And the ocean plenty.
You know, ocean is vast. You understand?
Yes. Shock me.
A Squid Game video game is in the works at Netflix. Is that something anybody want to play?
Yes.
Okay, still moving on to some more cinematic movies. Right now, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Terminator 2, 12 Years a Slave, and Lady and the Tramp are among the new films that have been added to the National Film Registry. Now, for those who don't know what the National Film Registry is, it's like an archive. What they do is they store films for future generation. They feel that these films have a cultural impact. They say these films are seen to have cultural and historic importance and must be preserved for future generations.
So is it just now that they are thinking about Home Alone?
Yeah,
Home Alone, I felt that should have been one of the first things that they should have put in the archive.
Yes.
I mean, if such an archive had existed.
I mean, over 30 years.
Haba.
So, yeah. There's an archive of this of movies like that. Now, they have the National Film Registry. They just distort. Like, this movie, no toucher. So, I'm wondering. Whatever you do, if a place is burning down and you see, and you're running past the
and you see Home Alone. Grab it. But, well, I'm wondering if Nigeria also has something like that.
We don't.
And the reason why I'm asking this is series or TV shows like The New Masquerade. What's the name of this other one of this late producer? Fuji House of Commotion.
Amaka Igwe.
Amaka Igwe. Things fall apart.
Even if you have to remaster them in another version, like let's say in 4K version, the way they do now, they turn some of the old movies. If it's ones without colors, they colorize them and store them for future generations. So that when because soon you'll be saying, there was this your grandfather, your great grandfather, or we be like. My great grandchildren back in the cough, there was this cough, cough, and I'd be like, wait, okay, I'd cough. There was this show called Fuji House of Commotion. Like, we want to see it.
Pretty sure you would not say Fuji House of Commotion.
Why would I say Fuji House of Commotion? Fuji House of Commotion.
So if when you don't reach 80, man, ask you, and you want to tell children about a film you watch, you focus. You will call Fuji House of Commotion
in the Nigerian stream. Yes, I would.
Why? We both know the both of you will not say Fuji House of Commotion.
Why would I say Fuji? I love Fuji House of Commotion.
Okay. Let's just.
Are you saying? I even know the
I loved it.
Fuji House of Commotion. Then you like it by Pantation. Fuji House of Commotion. Then you like it by
Pantation. With the woman with the.
Fuji House of Commotion was a classic.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've been able to make anything like that.
They've not even been able to replicate something like that. It's that bad.
It is. Painful something. All right, so this is on a sad note. For those of you who know the actor Andre Berger, who played Captain Hulk in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he sadly passed away at the age of 61
from apparent lung cancer.
Yeah.
This one pained me.
I read
the news and when Solomon gave me the news on Thursday or so, I'm like, there's a mistake here. This guy, I just saw the series now. Like, you know, I started it recently.
Yes, you said so.
Mahaba now. The only straight gay character. The guy, like, he played that character so well. It's painful. Now let's move on.
Hans Zimmer is returning to compose the score for Kung Fu Panda 4. Amazing, I must say. I mean, in the kill, I'm not Hans Zimmer. You want to try? And then finally, James Cameron says Avatar 4 will have a 6-year jump. It won't be as long as what happened between 2009 and 2022. So it will not be that long anymore. And
because we waited for the Way of the Water.
Yeah, and even if they want to, anything they want to put as the forefront of saying, okay, this is the reason why we're doing this. It's not even going to be about technological advancement right now. It's going to be more on story and character building. Okay, so those are everything we have on Movie Gist. Right now, we ask you, what are your top three best movies for 2023 so far? It was not...
There were a lot of movies that came
like
out.
This, like this, but only God knows. Okay, just from Kubwa here saying, Blade, the game is in the works. Focus, so set for 2024, I think. Yes, they even brought out a teaser for Blade. So Blade and Wolverine are the two games right now that we are waiting for them to like say, we don't finish show. So there you have it. Okay, so top three movies.
Okay, so before we jump into the top three movies, don't forget we also asked you guys to watch Blood Vessel and give us your take. So while you are talking about your top three movies, if you've seen Blood Vessel, let's hear your honest review of the movie. It doesn't have to be lengthy. Yeah, just let us know. Did you enjoy it? Did you not? Why if you didn't? Or why if you did? Let's just as simple as that. Then also, of course, drop your top three movies. You can decide to do Nollywood. You can decide to do Bollywood.
Yes, you can share it if you want.
Yeah, any way you want to do it.
I'm going to start with my rating for Blood Vessel by saying it is a 5/10 for me. It was a movie that could have been more. It felt pretentious at some point because it... Wait, when I don't first watch, I'm going
to... I have watched Blood Vessel and you know I actually wanted to talk about it last week, yeah?
Okay. So, one of the most annoying things about that movie for me had to be the John Wick. It was John Wicking.
Well, about which part?
How can when you wanted to skin a particular character, you had him chained? to skin him, ba?
Yeah.
When he now got to this other guy's turn, you just kind of put for a chair on the table and just left him like that. And then the guy just turned John Wick and started moving.
Okay, so you see that part. And the reason why that part was not parting well was because they had already established how small that space was. So that was why that moment did not work. Also, what was that gas?
The gas thing.
That the guy couldn't see. Okay, before we start, the
bad guy couldn't see in the gas.
Meanwhile,
just moving inside Anna.
So for convenience, yeah, there were a lot of plot conveniences in that moment.
There was the plot hole in Blood vs. Bar was so big that you could sink two of the ship.
Will sink two of the ship and one captain that they had bound to the... Because see, the Waka pass went terrible for that film.
He appeared the first time. Oh. And then they now forgot, like, wait. We may not show the. We just put on this scene. I am the captain of this ship. Yeah, I'm the captain of this ship. I was tied up because I spoke about the killings.
When? How?
Then,
why?
Then there's a part. See, and the writing in Blood vs. Bar was not great. It could have been better. Mm. But it was not great. You don't know what genre is Blood Vessel. Is Blood Vessel a romantic movie? Because if it's that, it started with
romance.
No, not even that. From the first narration, it said, my story is a love story. So is the movie a love story? It was not a love story. Is the movie an activist movie about Eva?
It was
ever?
A love story.
No, it's not. Was the movie a love story about... was the movie an activist movie based on environmentalism, which was talking about the
yes,
oil
killing... Which is
killing,
what the movie started
with, and then it just abandoned it and, like, just dumped it one side. Like, there was too much going on in the movie that would have made it very simple. And one thing, Ba, do you know the movie was copied from a 1996 movie?
Which 1996 movie?
Deadly Voyage. There's a movie called Deadly Voyage that had six stowaways inside the Russian ship.
Yes.
Because now, okay, see, let me tell you one trick. Let me tell you one thing Blood Vessel did. Why was nobody with a phone besides those guys? Besides the guys that said, oh, my phone lost, we could not reach Mr. Perry.
So none of the stories had a phone.
Nobody had a phone. You know why?
Okay,
it was too convenient because the one cop, you know, that they did this movie in 1996 when phone be no 2 day. So how we go to do our own now to show say phone no day?
Yes, but so with the way the couple got on that ship, they were basically hoodwinked into the ship. In a way. Then see, like I said, a lot of plot convenience. But if you have seen Blood Vessel, yeah. Let us have your take because you know on mic now.
And to the
tell
fact
us
that
some, movie,
no, the fact that because me and Alex always talk about movies when we've seen them. The fact Alex will say this is the best Nollywood movie this year.
So using the word best, that's what's spinning you. So because she used the word best, that's what's spinning.
It's not even. Why would you? Have you seen The Trade? Jade Osiberi's The Trade with.
No, that was a fantastic. That was a fantastic. That was a fantastic one. The Trade
is better than most. Man, no, just to talk. Breath of... Okay, I'm not going to Breath of Life. We'll save that for another time.
See, we'll save Breath of Life for another time.
So, top three movies. I don't have a top three, but I have, you know, now, don't forget
honorable
three.
Mentions.
Uh-huh. So, let me start with the two friends movie. The two friends that started their Hollywood journey in, you know, in 96, 97. I'm talking about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck with the movie called Air.
Okay.
Easily one of my best movies for this year. Yes. Ed, I was talking about the Michael Jordan, how they built the Air Jordan.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love the simplicity of that movie and how they were able to tell a story. It was part biopic because of how they were able to tell the story about the shoe being coming to fruition and everything. Viola Davis. In short, I love that movie. It seems none of you have a best movie because now you're still quiet.
Okay, if I want to talk about best movies, yeah, what I decided to do, I decided to break it down into animations. Then I did a Bollywood language films. So I put Bollywood and Korean movies in one before I now entered Nollywood, then Hollywood. So I don't have like a top three.
What I just have
are series, movies, animations,
exactly.
Like what I've watched that I really enjoyed.
Speaking about animation, one of my best movies also for this year has to be Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
That tops my list for animations this year.
Well,
after
done.
Which I would
to
then
think
put,
it's a part,
I would then
a first part.
Sword of the Wizard King, which is from the Black Clover universe, that was a very, very fantastic animation to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, an anime to watch. That was the movie that came out this year that I really enjoyed.
And okay.
The Covenant.
Yes, the Covenant is actually part of the movies that are in my mention.
Yeah.
The Covenant, the one about the two soldiers,
yes.
The informants and the captain.
Yeah, trying to rescue the informant
and send him and his family to America.
The informant was like someone.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on. Hello.
Yeah.
We can hear you. Turn off the radio, please.
Yes,
your radio is still on the background.
Your radio is still on. You can say, hear ourselves.
Well, I'm far away from the radio.
Okay,
now we can hear you.
Yeah, what I want to say is that this best two movies I think those guys are talking about, I think, to me, I would prefer you guys to categorize it because we have a lot of movies.
That's why we say you can categorize it.
Exactly. You can categorize it, but just try to make the list as concise as possible. No condimension 500 movies because we don't get the airtime for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You have many.
You have many, but the network and your credit did not hold up.
It did not.
My God.
Did not get many credits.
So, like we said, you can categorize. You can say Nollywood, I have three. Hollywood, I have three. Bollywood, K-drama. You know, you could just categorize them, but just make it, you know.
Okay, yeah. So if I want to go into horror movies here for this year, I would say one of the movies that really piqued my fancy was The Pope Exorcist, after which I would say Evil Dead, Evil Dead that came out. Those two movies were peak horror for me.
Not just
because of the dialogue, but because of the showmanship of the movie itself.
Yeah.
Then if you go to series, I would then say The Fall of the House of Usher. Dialogue Pro Max.
All right.
What? Okay, we have Brian from Pape here saying my top three movies are The Hill, Sister, and Devotion. That's Sister number two, then Devotion number three.
Devotion is series.
Sister
series. Tyler Perry.
Yes.
So, okay.
I mentioned series just now.
No, I'm
but it didn't end last year.
Okay.
But because the way you mentioned it, I actually thought it's The Hill Sisters' Devotion as one movie.
That kind of thing. But meanwhile, I'm not done with my list.
But to be sure, also, there's a Nollywood movie that is called Sister.
Yes. The one with this super story babe. I don't know her name.
Says Sister is the Nigerian movie.
Oh, you see? It's not. Now you say Sister. It's Sister. That's the name of the movie. Sister. No.
Sister.
You've not seen it. It's Sister.
Okay.
That's the name.
Okay. That's how they mentioned the new movie that came out of Sato. He says, oh, Sato.
Anyway,
who's watching Monarch Legacy episode 6 to be released? Who has seen it? Is it nice? Josh from Cuba. Yes, I am watching it. And so far, so good.
Episode 6 dropped
It came out on Thursday.
It dropped on Friday.
It's on Thursday. Yeah, I've seen it. It's actually a good watch. If you are patient enough to follow through the story, it's a good watch.
What are your top three best movies for 2023? Because we are diving into 2024 very soon. And we also have to talk about the worst movies for 2023.
Yes, I'm not done.
We are not talking about worst movies. Though.
No, I'm not done with my best movies.
Your face lit up.
I was about to talk about... I was about to call the movie we saw together. Nowhere.
Okay, Nowhere was actually a good watch. Yes. It's not in my list, but it was in...
I get it. Then for animation, even though they go pay some people, Elementals. I loved it.
Ike from Geriki. He says,
why are you
guys,
doing this? I am not...
Wow. My top three movies of the year. Saw X. Two. Glass Onions and my number one movie of
the
year.
Glass Onion was this year?
Glass Onion, was it this year?
Yes, it was.
It was?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was.
Are you
beautiful.
Serious?
Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you.
It was last year.
It's not the part two of Knives Out.
Yes.
It was last year. I don't know, though.
That didn't make us look like we don't know book.
It was 2022.
I get it. I didn't see it when it came out.
Yeah, it came out on HD that we all saw.
So,
it.
Yes.
And it was released on Netflix and it dropped the same day.
Well, it was last year. Almost
yes,
this year
it was
wrong.
Last year.
It was year
on. Yeah, you know, Ron. It was last year. It was around what month, Seth? That's how. Now, how we going to know when? Where is it?
We need to find. Open the wiki. September.
It was where you
see
September.
Now, initially September.
That's why. So it can't be like say.
Yes, like say enter this year. Now why? This one shocked me.
A movie that I didn't think I would like because when I heard they were making a remake after the 2000 version, I was like, with Chris Pine. Elma say I go go now, and I enjoyed the movie thoroughly.
Which movie was
when
that?
I say thoroughly, it's none other than Dungeons and Dragons Among
Thieves. Okay, Dungeons and Dragons was one movie that
I enjoyed that
had
that movie
all
died.
The elements
it was
that
funny.
Yes.
It was fun.
It was witty. It was action.
It had heart, you know, talking about the father and the dog. And then the twist.
It was really good. Dungeons and Dragons was really good.
It was funny. That beginning, I'll never forget that beginning. After they were waiting for that guy to come, then they now bust through that window. And then now I say, but we approved your pardon. They don't already feel like that. After everything, you know, they don't agree, but you have to escape. Then in the end, they're not going to say, I'm going to break war.
No, that was that. So there's this comedy element called follow through, where you start out a joke and you end
and you follow through
on that joke, like you pick a punchline and you follow through, like they nailed it.
And yes, this message from Artistic G says, for me this year John Wick chapter 4 is in my list. Me too, thank you very much. John Wick chapter 4 is in my list. I enjoyed it, even though Chinatu is squeezing face that somebody that just swallowed
it's not in my list.
It is your own problem. And it says Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and then Loki season 2.
Well, in my list too, I will put Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible is in my list too now. Of
See,
course.
This Mission Impossible, like, it had the tension. Like, the tension of watching the guy. Like, he felt the pain of losing everything he holds there. Like, no, you will feel it. You will feel it.
Mission Impossible. Yeah, Mission Impossible.
This is just like this market we're about to enter now. Chai.
I'm back.
Okay, so we asked the question, talking about your top movies for the year 2023. So we are saying you can categorize them, whether you're talking about horror movies, Bollywood movies, Hollywood movies, even if it's Korean movies, Because I know a lot of Nigerians now, we are really caught up on Korean movies and series. You can also hit us up on WhatsApp. I'm seeing a message here all the way on WhatsApp. And you say, okay, Josh from Cuba, you say, Across the Spider-Verse, Fast 9, Dungeons and Dragons, these make up the movies that you really enjoyed for the year 2023.
Fast 9 was even this year?
Yes, it was. It was because it was anyhow. That's why it's not in my list.
But it was enjoyable. We can say like not good, but we enjoyed the whole thing.
No, it was not Fast 9. Fast 9 was a terrible.
It's Fast 9 Euro too.
Fast 9 is the most garbage of the Fast.
Are you serious?
I swear, Fast 9 was terrible.
Well, all the Fast have been anyhow.
How can you say all?
The one I really enjoyed, but was Tokyo Drift because of that soundtrack. I wonder if you know how they live in Tokyo. If you meet me and you need me and you know you have to go, that's on you, yo. Now Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is not even among my top five.
It's just because of the soundtrack.
Why are you so?
I'm talking about music. You're supposed to be happy about this.
That's the thing. You don't like music that everybody likes. You like weird stuff.
Not only you like alternative music.
You
don't know the music. It's because you don't know the music. That's why.
I know it.
You don't know the music.
I don't know the lyrics, but I know the lyrics. I know
it.
You don't know. Ding, 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 ding.
I know that one.
You don't know anything.
Baba, play the scene.
So why were you not quiet when you were singing
it? Sing.
Wait, we are playing it.
Oh God.
That you did not enjoy this, what are you saying?
You can't tell me just because of this soundtrack.
This soundtrack made my year when this
song
did
not play complete.
If I didn't play complete, I looked for it and played it in my head complete. What?
Okay, so we are still asking you, what are your top three movies for 2023? And get ready to also list out your top worst movies for 2023 also, because
that'll be for next week.
But also, is there, I say, nobody watch this blood vessel because nobody said anything about it.
If we not talk about it, we will not be like, you will not talk about Nollywood movies
enough. It's the audacity of the way they call or
and
say, like,
accuse us.
You people don't waiting. Now we are doing it.
We've been begging. It's not the first time we have been begging people like this.
Let's just move on. We have box office. Okay, this one said, my bad. Fast X, I beg. Where can I download this Korean movie and series? Which Korean movie?
I don't know what you're talking about. When you mention download, we don't support. Follow us on Twitter and you'll find out more information about this person. Yeah.
So we are still here in the studio and we have
a message here.
Okay, this one says, good evening. My top three, the top series I watched this year are Hijack, Ted Lasso and Sex Education.
Oh my god. Can I say something?
Say something.
Thank
please.
You so much. What's his name? I want to reward you with something.
Victor from Massacre.
Victor, I love you so much.
Why? Because you mentioned Ted Lasso.
I know who did it. Hijack!
Stop hyperventilating. Ventolin is expensive now.
Guys, what if I've said so far? Scrap it. Hijack is number one. Movie, series, animation, everything. Hijack, oh my god!
Stop, why are you just overexcited?
No!
You did not even talk about Silo. Silo was another very fantastic
I'm
not series.
I'm sorry. I'm still on Hijack! Sorry. Have you seen Hijack?
I haven't.
Good. Have you seen Hijack?
You're mad. Let me tell you about Hijack.
Thank you so much. Now, if you see Hijack, you would understand. If you see Hijack,
okay,
is it not your neighbors?
I will start Hijack.
Guy, see Hijack.
It's not a point to making, guy. Why are you?
I'm sorry.
Hijack is a good show.
See,
watching that is overhyping you.
No. Focus. Let's be real.
It's a good show.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
What's your rating? What's your rating for it?
7/10. It's a very good show.
Wait.
7 is a very good show.
What do you do? What do you do for a living? Thank God you're not.
Okay, guys. He continues here. Victor from Massacre continues, and he says, Heart of Stone, Fast X, and The Pass. These are the movies that he mentions.
Which one is Heart of Stone again? I'm the older.
My girl Gal Gadot and
That rubbish.
Oh, I knew you were going to say this.
No.
You guys didn't like it, yes, but it doesn't mean that it didn't have the action and the sweetness and my whole girl. It's about my girl.
Of course, now I love
Thank
girl.
Thank you.
Now. Yeah. Okay. So we have Josh here still saying Halo Season 2. What's the news? It's coming January, right?
Yeah, January 2024.
Yes, he said Season 1, is it worth watching? I mean,
you can watch it with the game
because they totally
totally derailed the story from the game. First of all, making the
Master Chief
unveil his face.
He just always the showing face and all that. And Master Chief, as we know him in the video game,
doesn't take off his mask. Basically, the guy in the Mandalorian. Exactly. You know, they come.
But he removed it in the one we saw, the Mandalorian.
I've been asking, get PS3, FIFA for PS3 or like any...
We've moved on from that PS3 one. That's 2006. Hello.
I'm just asking. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Iwiki from Pati.
Okay, talk to us.
That's my best movie, I would say, first is this new Nollywood movie that came out, Breath Something.
Eh? Breath of Life.
Breath of Life.
This week. Okay.
That was best.
Yes. And secondly, Jawan, which is Indian.
Yeah.
We are going there.
Yes.
And lastly, there's this movie, I forgot the name. The guy was driving with his kids and a bomb was,
Okay, the one with the man that they always kidnap his family. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's one of them. This question. There's this movie I watched when I was small. The father was a ghost. He died and he came back to the family. He was kind of the comedy though.
Second Chance.
I've forgotten the name of that movie.
Haunted Mansion.
At the end of the movie, he carried a car up and dropped somewhere like that.
We'll have to think through that.
Yeah,
There was a time the son wanted to do a kind of magic and among his
Who was the actor?
David Harbour's character. It's a Netflix movie.
It's a black movie where they move to a house.
Yeah, we have it in the back of our head, boys, to call the name. But thank you very much for your submission.
Please tell me the name. Thank
yeah, we'll
yeah,
you tell
you said you moved into a house.
Yes, I'm trying. It's a Netflix movie. It has David Harbour in it. Wait, I'm going to quickly Google the movie.
Yeah.
David Harbour.
2023.
I don't bug out. David
Hainia. So I'm going to just go through.
He is. Of course, he won't be on his top movies.
No. He was a ghost in the movie that it was just a head that kept appearing.
What year was Violent Night? That was last year. No?
Oh my God. We have a ghost.
Yes. That's it. We have a ghost. That's the movie.
Beautiful. Yes.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a nonsense movie. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is George from Cairo.
George from Cairo, talk to us.
Yeah, I don't miss this program. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you very much.
I need some information about this movie, King. I mean, since I watched season one, I've not seen that show or whatever. What's that movie?
Which one?
What show is that? Or what movie?
I think King has been discontinued.
If you know you're my brother.
I think it has been discontinued.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Series King.
Yeah, it's a TV show now.
Yeah, it ended two seasons. Yeah, it's been discontinued. Cancelled, as they would like to say. They're not cancelled.
Cancelled, really?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
As you hear cancelled, you decided to listen to other things. But yeah, like I remember when they actually cancelled King, and that's why immediately just came to my mind that it's a TV show. So anyways, we are still waiting for your submissions. Let's hear from you. What movies would make your list of your best movies for 2023?
Mm-hmm.
So before you continue, you see he mentioned Jowon.
Yes.
That is your movie.
Oh, you're calling it like a Yoruba name. It's
Jowon. My baby Jowon.
It's Jowon.
It means what?
It means soldier.
Oh,
actually.
Soldier. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Problem.
Meanwhile, the Jackie Chan movie Ride On, the one about the horse.
Yeah, what?
Let me write it down.
You've not seen it.
I still haven't seen it. Ride On. I still haven't seen it.
Get ready with your tissue, brother. You will cry.
That's what you say.
No, this time around, see, man, don't even talk too much. That's it was beautiful.
That's how you always so now watching.
It was like, even Hidden Strike. I don't think I go verse.
Hidden Strike was a rubbish.
Hidden Strike was actually terrible.
Don't let me stone you this mouse, please.
No, Rich, Mona, calm down.
Okay, Ride On. I'm going to.
No, I will definitely see Ride On. The one
Ramona, the animation.
Nimona, beautiful. Yeah, Nimona,
thank you.
The reason why I did not like Memuna is because
it's not Memuna.
It's Memuna. The reason why I did not like Memuna is because the LGBTQ team.
What?
It's not Memuna.
Which LGBT?
Which is it? Memuna that had those. Is it that she could change?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, ma'am. Okay. Which, the priest. The priest falling in love with the soldier.
I beg. Just a minor.
I beg.
Oh my God.
That's coloring.
Hello.
Be progressive, my brother.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yes. Let me just give you two categories. This is Gabriel.
Okay.
Let it not be long ago.
No, that's true. I think for my horror movie, I'll go for The Nun, 1 and 2.
The Nun, 1 and 2, okay.
Okay. I'll go for Spider-Man, the third one.
Okay.
Remember they did that, they did back the three old characters.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, the recent one, and the last one they did.
Okay, that's the animation now that you're talking about.
That's two years ago.
But no problem. So you're just seeing it now. But that's a 2 years ago.
Yes, Spider-Man No Way Home, it's 2 years ago.
Okay, let me check the movie. But I can't remember the movie.
Okay.
And the series, I love this one that they did, this recent one that they started from.
A lot of people have said good things about that series.
Okay. And I go for this Black Book. I love the movie also.
Okay, so you just watched Black Book.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. I love it. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
From the third season, Abby. Yeah.
Okay. So here is the thing. Yeah. When we talk about movies, your best movies of 2023, we're actually talking about movies that came out this year. You have seen.
Yeah, not movies.
We are not talking about movies that you just saw this year.
No.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
Yes, movies that dropped this year, movies and TV shows that dropped this year that you liked. It could be like, I can say Invincible Season 2, it dropped this year, even though it started back in 2019. Yeah. You get. How many years did we have to wait for Invincible?
Just 1 year.
1 year.
There was no 1 year.
It was.
Maybe 1 year.
No verse.
Guy.
All right. Maybe
I
said,
Guy, it'd be like now 1 year.
No, be 1 year.
No, may check now. IMDb.
Sir, now 2021. I can't say it's 1 year.
Ending.
So are you trying to tell us that?
Yes, we waited 2 years for it.
Why is the
world
running?
You see why they tell you say this year they run.
He no run go anywhere. This year run. Because you married.
Wow. That's below the family belt.
Does Straight get into the picture?
Straight.
You know, I enjoyed every bit of it.
It will not be in my top 10 or top 15, but I enjoyed.
Why not?
I don't like
because it. I enjoyed every bit.
Hey, that's for you
enjoyed
now,
it.
So you
it not be there my list now.
So it's straight into your own list. And
let Nigeria rap.
Wow, this life. Wow.
So, Chirat, does this have any more?
I'm sorry, you guys might not like this, but The Burial, I loved it. Just
The Jamie Foxx with Tommy Jones movie, The Burial. Yeah.
Well, that movie died a natural death. I saw it, I totally forgot that. I even watched it.
Wow. It's not my top anything, but okay.
No, it was fun, and you know.
That's for you.
All right,
for
me, what year did Mario and the Brothers come out?
This year.
I love that one as well.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it did for me. Mario. I say day over day, nothing. No,
but you know they're your top 10.
There is sync now. How will it be sweet?
I mean, for animation, but he tried.
The reason why China 2 did not like it is because they didn't sing.
Nope.
I promise
they sang
you.
Now. Jack Black sang that.
That's just peaches.
And that's why he did not like it, because he was waiting for female backup voice.
There was. The girl sang, the princess.
Yes. You like it.
No. Okay. Meanwhile, there's this low boy. Okay, there's a call.
Hello.
Hello, MC Bluetooth.
Yeah, I can hear you. Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kino from Sabo Ido Airport Road.
Okay, we're talking about the movies. Talk to us.
Yes, I like Shantytown.
Shantytown,
yes.
Okay.
Shantytown was this year.
Yes, it's my top notch. I watched it 3 times this week.
This week, three times.
Wow. I just watched it three times.
Wow, you bust your head like that. So, apart from Shantytown, which other movies of 2023 did you like?
That fight on the Booker Street.
Battle of Booker Street was last year.
Was last year.
Yeah, it was December last year.
Yes.
Problem.
Okay.
Is that all?
So, I want to watch another one, but I don't know the one to watch.
Okay, just keep listening. You will hear
I'm
other.
I'm getting my movies from Movie Box.
Okay, Movie Box. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I loved Operation Fortune.
The Justin Statham Guy Ritchie movie.
And then this next one I know is going to offend some persons, but yes, it is part of my list if I have a top 10. And that is Red, White, and Royal Blue.
it's good to represent the show. It's good to represent yourself and your people.
What?
Good evening.
Before we go to the belt,
testimony
time.
Good evening, guys. Kudos to the show, please. Okay, it says my 2023 movie list. Plane 2023 etc. I will add more. You didn't add your name. Oh, is your name
Kudos? Plane? Okay. That Gerard Butler Plane movie.
Yeah. Have you seen Animal?
Animal.
I think it's Gerard Butler also.
No, I've not seen that.
I saw somewhere someone was talking about it, and I don't know. Anyway, guys, like we always say, join us on our social media, and you can share your takes. We've even broke it down for you, saying you can break down your opinions on the movies that you really enjoyed. You could go from Hollywood, Nollywood, Bollywood, to Korean cinema. Nigerians recently have started binging on Korean cinema. And now I'm also seeing that some Nigerians are actually binging on Taiwanese cinema. So yeah, so just let us know what you enjoy, the movies that make sense to you in the year 2020.
This top 10 combines movies and series, right?
Yeah, everything.
So what have we not mentioned? Idris Elba series.
Which one?
Where you there? Is your representative of
Hijack?
You
mentioned
Hijack
now.
Okay.
So that's just what you wanted to say.
Yeah, because of you. Hijack takes top 10. Hijack number one, Hijack number two, Hijack number three.
Because of you, we are closing the show now.
Only Hijack, top 10.
You've done it for us.
Okay, so like we said, a lot of this year was loaded with good, bad, and ugly movies. So now we've already spoken about some of the best that the year had to offer. It's not done yet. We still have Aquaman to go. We still have some other movies before the year ends. But anyway, we can mention that for honorable mention when we are entering movies.
Thank God nobody mentioned the map. Okay, someone did though. Ah, God, that movie was trash.
Anyway,
but anyways,
talking about trash, thank God nobody mentioned Slum King.
Watching it now. Nobody here, they watch, and it's on African Magic now.
I shall find a way to watch it, and my God, what a mashup of wonderful storyline with whack acting.
Anyway,
talking about whack, next week we'll be talking about some of the
worst movies
for 2023.
Before we go, you said there was a movie that was in your honorable mention for do not watch category, but later you enjoyed.
That's a Slum King enters.
No. He was talking about, there was a movie you wanted to mention before we read the message.
Really? No.
You are forgetting it.
No, I...
You are ending the show now because we are going home.
I saw one series, What's The Consultant. It was just not there.
It was not consulting.
It was not consulting.
But see the thing, yeah? I watched The Fall of the House of Usher.
Oh, Lord
have
mercy.
That made me watch everything that, series, that director that series, has done.
That series, The Fall of the House of Usher, is one series where story, as in script writing, was top-notch. Not directing, not cinematography. Script, like the script, the dialogue. Oh, my God. Was that not the one you highlighted where somebody was talking about limes and lemon, when life
yes,
gives you limes?
Yes, when
see how somebody broke
lemon.
Down
oh
lemons.
God. Anyways, something that is new, no. Something that is new on Netflix right now is called Yo-Yo Hakusho, and that is a live action of a manga and anime. You should check that out. It's really interesting. A boy who died and was now made a spirit detective to solve supernatural mysteries that involve
who appointed
lawsuits.
Him die after he died,
of course. The god
that's
of
the most important
the
question
god, the god of the overworld underworld
stop making
world.
Excuses you for should. Your anime storylines
which one is stop making excuses
how can somebody die and get appointed
really
as
you just wait for that's what people with your anime
vampire.
You just bring out this world
I go die
you know,
and
you bring out one invisible V invisible
we get spiritual wife you call it get spiritual cop
that's what you
how
that's what you and your anime they do it's annoying
we will not take
it's very annoying
we cannot move forward we cannot move forward from
there just bring out one anime do not bring one undefeatable being that person if you
I go die.
If he snap, the one finish. Go
wow.
You just make up.
How?
Just
thank you guys for tuning in.
This is not the
good fun on the show.
It's not done.
As anime.
Haba.
Now that's entertainment.